Well, it looks like there's a new chapter in the saga of Josefinas in Mesilla.
That's right. We've talked about Josefinas before when Randy McMillan took it over. About a year ago, he declined to renew the lease. But the Plaza is soon going to be welcoming a new business to the mix, the Bean at Josefinas. The popular coffee shop, The Bean, which people know if they've driven through Mesilla right across from Andalay, recently announced they're going to be expanding to a second location. So their coffee, pastries, cafe items are soon going to be available to customers out of Josefinas just off the plaza. The owner, Mickey Balderas, talked to us. He said it was during the pandemic, actually, that the idea for a second location formed. While other places were struggling, they were posting about the business on social media. They were offering walk-up and curbside pickup, and it brought in an awful lot of foot traffic and returning customers. He said he was looking for places to expand in Las Cruces, but when McMillan didn't renew the lease with Josefinas, and that became available in November of 2021, everything just fell into place.
Okay. Well, moving on over to the West Mesa, where tens of millions of dollars have been invested in a new cold storage facility.
$30 million, to be exact. Artico Cold Management, a Chicago-based startup, is looking to employ up to 60 people at a brand-new facility in Las Cruces' industrial park out on the West Mesa once construction is completed. The company is planning to build a 120,000-square-foot cold storage warehouse, which is enormous in Las Cruces. The New Mexico Economic Development Department announced last week that the $30 million investment in Las Cruces on Wednesday will include a deal that offers nearly $1 million in incentives.
I wonder if they could, along about middle June, maybe, open up maybe the not so cold chill out area for Las Cruces to go enjoy.
This is actually a thing. We talked to Mesilla Valley Economic Development Alliance Director Devin Lopez. He said cold storage is a vital service that is much needed across Doñana County, even more so since the opening of Stampede Meat down in the South County.
Well, let's move on to the real estate market, where at one point it feels like a bit of a bubble, but many professionals say that's really not what we're seeing.
Last year, more Las Cruces area homes were sold than during any other year in the history of local record keeping. According to a January 5th report from the Las Cruces Association of Realtors, the previous all-time records were set in 2020, so last year, and in 2006. The total number of sales for all property types also set an all-time record last year, rising to 3,375 units from 2,891 units in 2020. That includes residential, multifamily, land, farms and ranches, commercial, industrial, manufactured homes. The obvious question in 2022 is going to be whether it's going to be another record-setting year.
And amidst all of that, it feels like most people have not seen their wages increase to a point where they can really be a part of this market. So many people struggling to find rentals they can afford, and people who are looking to buy homes on a modest budget are having a really hard time.
Casey, I think we're seeing wages rise nationwide, but they're not rising at a rate that'll keep up with the inflation that we're seeing, largely caused by the supply chain. So there's that. And that might have an impact on home buying in the current year, the coming year. Of course, you can find all these stories and more at www.lcsun-news.com.
All right, Damian, thanks so much for the update. Have a great week.
You too, Casey.